Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX. Hi, this is Will Sheff from the band Awkwardville River, and this is my KUTX. The KUTX folks asked me to play some songs that that were special to me over the years, and so I'm going to be doing some of that. And I wanted to start with when I was a teeny tiny infant baby who doesn't really remember anything particularly, but I do know that this song was around a lot for me. I know that my parents, you know, young parents, having their first kid, having moved out to this teeny tiny little town of 350 people in New Hampshire, that they were spinning this record a lot. And it makes me think of my dad. It makes me think about my first impressions of what being a musician consisted of. And it has that, I think everybody who grew up with a certain song or a certain sound of a certain era, it kind of becomes this mashed potatoes and gravy sound to you, like an instant comfort food sound. So it's a little bit of a corny song, but it's also kind of like an I challenge you to get through it without getting a tear in your eye song. And it's The Leader of the Band by Dan Fogelberg.
Child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. Quiet man of music, denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. Leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band.
Brothers' lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago, and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado, when I'm not in some hotel. Living out this life I've chose, and come to know so well. Stories of the road. I thank you for the freedom when it came my time to go. I thank you for the kindness and the times when you got tough. And Papa, I don't think I said I love you near enough.
The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument
and a song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the band.
Oh man, listen to that arrangement at the end. That's Dan Fogelberg, the leader of the band. I'm Will Sheff, the leader of the band Aukerville River, and I've been asked by KUT to play some of the songs I've loved throughout my life. So I want to play a song, you know, that I really loved when I was about 8 years old, right? So I grew up with my parents' soft rock and sort of singer-songwriter records. But it was the 80s, you know, by the time I was eight, and all the stuff on the radio was candy-colored, day-glow, beautiful, brilliant bursts of pop. And when you're a kid, that stuff is like snorting a pixie stick, you know? It's like the best feeling. You just dance around the room. This is a song I loved and I'd forgot about, and then I rediscovered, and it has such a wonderful positive message, and it's just, I think, one of the best songs of the 80s. It is called New Song, and it's by the guy I like to think of as the male Madonna. I don't know why I think of him like that. I guess because he was Madonna to me, Howard Jones.
Ooh.
I don't want to be hip and cool. I don't want to play by the rules, not under the thumb of a cynical few. Don't crack up, bend your brain, see both sides, throw off your mental chains. Howard Jones had some statement where he was like, what he was trying to do in the 80s was write the most reassuring message to people in the most simple language that he could, which I think is completely beautiful. I mean, if you're going to be a pop musician, it's like the best mission statement ever. It was a song I loved when I was 8 years old. And I'm Will Sheff from Ockerville River, by the way. This is the first song it's not the first. It's one of the songs that I remember playing on guitar in my band in high school. So now we're kind of moving on to the Sturm und Drang, the teenage angsty years. There was a German exchange student that I had a crush on, and she gave me a Lou Reed tape that was it was a mixtape of her favorite Lou Reed songs. This is kind of a deep Lou cut. It's about watching a friend die. It's a 90s Lou song called Sword of Damocles. And I used to cover it with my band, and now I don't even remember that girl's name, but sending this out to her. So Sword of Damocles by Lou Reed.
Damocles is right above your head. They're trying a new treatment to get you out of bed. But radiation kills both bad and good. It cannot differentiate. So to cure you, they must kill you. The sword of Damocles hangs above your head. Lots of people die from car crashes or drugs. Last night on 33rd Street, I saw a kid get hit by a bus. But this drawn-out torture over which part of you lives is very hard to take. To view you, they must kill you. The sword of Damocles above your head. Mix of morphine and dexedrine, we use it on the street. It kills the pain and keeps you up, your very soul to keep. But this guessing game has its own rules, the good don't always win. And might makes right, the sword of Damocles is hanging above your head. It seems everything's done that must be done. From over here, though, things don't seem fair. But there are things that we can't know. Maybe there's something over there. Some other world that we don't know about. I know you hate that mystic-ish. It's just another way of seeing the sword of Damocles above your head.
So that was Lou Reed with a 90s song off of the album Magic and Loss. Really underrated Lou album. The song is Sword of Damocles. This next band is the band, the number one probably band that I would ever say the cliche, that band changed my life thing about. I think it was the right time in my life. I was a teenager and I had a lot of teenage mystic chemicals pounding through my brain, and I was very credulous and I was very easily influenced. And it's kind of crazy that I became so obsessed with this band, because seen in a certain way, they're really silly, but they're also really amazing. It's the Incredible String Band, a psychedelic folk band from the 60s. They basically owned the year 1967 over in Great Britain. And what really blew my mind about the Incredible String Band was you could tell that these guys, it was two guys, that they believed that music was actually literally magical, and that they were literally casting some kind of a spell or enchantment with it, and that it reached back to like prehistory, and that they were invoking archetypes, and it was a really, you know, it was a really, really powerful thing. Like, I felt like I was just now seeing reality for the first time. This was, you know, this band, I think, still is probably the most influential band on Ockerville River. It's either your thing or you're not, because it's very psychedelic, it's very hippie. But the song, this is my very favorite song of theirs, called Job's Tears by the Incredible String Band.
We're all still here, no one has gone away. Acting much too well and procrastinating. The crust of the earth, where four winds point them,
let me go.
Body to body,
let me go.
Seas to anoint them,
let me go.
They brought him,
let me
go. Sponge and vinegar,
let me go.
The fiery serpent,
let me go.
Spitting gold and cinnamon,
let me go.
The moon was bleeding, the stars were shallow,
let me go.
And the sword that killed him was a sword of willow. Hello, I must be going. Well, I only came to say I hear my mother calling and I must be on my way. Oh, I remember it all from before. And midnight,
let me go.
Could not hold him,
let me go.
Fire could not burn him,
let me go.
Nor earth enfold him,
let me go.
Rise up, Lazarus,
let me go.
Sweet and salty, brother soldiers, stop your gambling and talk to me. But reason condemned him, and the grave was empty where they had laid him. Hello, I must be going. Well, I only came to say I hear my mother calling and I must be on my way. Remember it all from before. Why heroes die at sunrise, why the birds are arrows of the wise, why each perfumed flower, why each moment has its hour. It's you. It's all a truth. Stranger than that, we're alive.
that we're alive. Whatever you think, it's more than that, more than that. I won't need to kiss you when we're there. All will be one, all will be one. I won't need to miss you when we're there. Over in the old golden land. The golden angel. Understand it better in the sweet by and by. All will be one, all will be one. We won't need to worry and we won't have to cry. Over in the old golden land.
The golden
game. The golden angel.
This is Will Sheff from Aukerville River. That was the Incredible String Band, probably the band that made the biggest impact on me ever in my life back in high school. And I discovered them randomly. A friend had a bunch of old vinyl records, and that was Job's Tears. If you want to hear any of the rest of this playlist, you could head over to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX, and it'll be archived there. So now I'm going to continue on down the chronological road of my life and play you a song I really loved in college. This is since the last song was so long, I'll give you a short one. This is kind of the Incredible String Band of indie rock, since I kind of got into indie rock and college radio around that time. This is Esther's Day by Guided by Voices.
Jimmy was a fly, got sucked in by an actor and wrapped in a cocoon of skin-tight buffoonery. Now here's the plan.
Scenes from Esther's Day are running backward courses with a horse of different forces flying. Wings of films that seem to never see the screen, couldn't bear to face their dreams. Down and out, couldn't bear to shout it out. Brought up on the road, a sparkled shiny diner is the home for wayward miner in a fly.
Esther's Day by Guided by Voices. I'm Will Sheff from the band Ockerville River, and I'm telling you the story of my life through a bunch of songs. So if you've missed the story so far, I started out as a little teeny baby listening to Dan Fogelberg, turned into an 8-year-old listening to Howard Jones, became a sensitive teen playing guitar to Lou Reed, got really, really nerdily obsessed with the Incredible String Band, went off to college, discovered indie rock, listened to Guided by Voices, and now we're going to get into when I moved down to Austin, and I'd like to play you a song I associate with the first year I moved to Austin, 1998, which is when I discovered Townes Van Zandt, and I was listening to a lot of other music like that around that time. Lee Hazelwood, Leonard Cohen, kind of deep-voiced, manly guys, and I remember thinking Townes Van Zandt blew them all out of the water, especially on this record, Our Mother the Mountain, which this is the title track of.
My lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her lady's in waiting, she'll stand neath my window, and the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair. Sing a tune, Lurelio. She tells me she comes from my mother, the mountain. And her skin fits her tightly, and her lips do not lie. She silently slips from her throat a medallion. Slowly she twirls it in front of my eye. Sing it to Lurelio. I watch her, I love her, and I long for to touch her. The satin she's wearing is shimmering blue. And outside my window, her ladies are sleeping. My dogs are gone hunting, their howling is through. Sing it to Lurelio. So I reach for her hand, and her eyes turn to poison, and her hair turns to splinters, and her flesh turns to brine. She leaps across the room, she stands in the window, screams at my firstborn will surely be blind. Sing it to Lurelio. Then she throws herself out to the black of the nightfall. She's parted her lips, but she makes not a sound. I fly down the stairway and I run to the garden. No trace of my true love is there to be found. Sing it to Lurelio. So walk these hills lightly and watch who you're loving. By our mother, the mountain, I swear that it's true. And love not a woman with hair black as midnight, and a dress made of satin all shimmer and blue. Sing it to Lurelio. Oh, my lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her lady's in waiting, she'll stand neath my window. And the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair.
Man, it was a really exciting time in 1998 when I moved to Austin. I've been thinking a lot about it recently. We had not even really started our band, Ockerville River, but we were all living in this same house in Nueces and rehearsing every night. And I was listening to that song a lot of the time. And things ended up going pretty well after a while, you know, with Ockerville. Eventually put out a couple records, found ourselves touring a whole lot. And I remember coming back to Austin from, you know, months and months and years of touring, and it was 2004. And I was really tired, and I was really desperate to do something that I felt would be special. And I was writing songs for this record that we ended up calling Black Sheep Boy. And we're actually doing a 10-year anniversary re-release of that this year in December. Jag Jaguar is going to be putting out this beautiful 3LP set of that. So it's been on my mind. I remember I'd always been familiar with Scott Walker, but I remember he became kind of like a god to me during this time. I remember listening to this stuff constantly, staggering home from the studio and passing out listening to Scott Walker. So this is the epicenter of all Scott Walkerness, this song. It's just a very dreary and slow and symphonically lush, and it's called Farmer in the City.
Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. Do I hear 21, 21, 21? I'll give you 21, 21, 21. And if I'm not mistaken, we can search from far to far. Dark farmhouses against our eyes. Every night I must realize harness on the left leg keeps withering and withering, then higher above me is love. Is so. Can't go by a man in this shirt, go by a man in that shirt. Can't go by a man with brain grass, go by his long, long eyeglass. And I used to be a citizen, and I never felt the pressure. I knew nothing of the horses, nothing of the thresher. Follow, take me with you. It was a journey. Twenty-one,
So everything changes, time moves on as we're moving through this playlist. I'm Will Sheff from Aquaville River, by the way. I was playing you a song that I remember worshiping when we were making our record Black Sheep Boy 10 years ago. After a while, I lived in Austin for about 9 years, and after a while, I think I needed a change, you know, in my life. I've played you a lot of really slow songs recently up until now. A lot of very serious songs, a lot of very sad, melancholy songs. It's probably a thread that runs through me and who I am and what I like out of music on some level. But after completely immersing myself in that for years and years and touring and playing and living that out, I was ready to have a good time. You know, we had a great group of people in the band. We were having fun. We were traveling around the world. We were all like, kind of like pinching ourselves, couldn't believe our luck. And, so I started writing new songs, new kinds of stuff that had a lot more of a sense of like play, let's have a good time. And actually the time came where I thought maybe I want to go somewhere else besides Austin. So I packed up my car and I drove across the country and I moved to Brooklyn. And this is a song I was listening to a lot at that time. This is Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me by Steve Harley.
You've done it all, you've broken every code, appalled the rebel to the floor. You spoke the game, no matter what you say, but only metal, what a ball. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Thank you.
So that's Steve Harley, Cockney Rebel. Actually, that's a song he recorded right after he fired the entire Cockney Rebel band. Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. A song I very much associate with when I first moved to New York City, and everything seemed very exciting and hot and sticky and fun in New York City. I'm Will Sheff from the band Aquaville River. This is my KUTX. If you want to listen to the rest of the show, if you missed it, if you started tuning in halfway through, you can go over to KUTX.org and look for my KUTX. Click on that, and there I will be. I made a record a few years ago, 2013, called The Silver Gymnasium, and it was a look back kind of on my childhood. If you started listening from the top, you'll remember my childhood. Remember you guys when we were babies listening to Dan Fogelberg about 40 minutes ago? Well, anyway, this is a song about that. It's about sort of remembering childhood. And as a kid of the 80s and the late 70s, I looked a lot to bands from that time, bands that had really good writing, but a kind of a poppy, fun sensibility, a givingness, a sort of a happy-making quality, you know, stuff that was extroverted and sweet and generous. And you can't do a lot worse or better. Wait, you can't do a lot better. Yeah, better than Squeeze for that. And you know, this is one of my very, very favorite Squeeze songs. It's not one of the more well-known ones, but it's such a beautiful, beautiful story with really, really specific characters, and they go places and they buy things and they do specific stuff, and you really want to protect them, you know? Like, it's just a gorgeous song and very beautiful, and it's called Vicky Verky. That's Vicky Verkey by Squeeze. When we were making our album, The Silver Gymnasium, the Ockerville River album, that song and songs like that were kind of like something that was that I thought about a lot. When I finished The Silver Gymnasium, I decided to take all the money that I'd been given to make videos, all the many videos I was supposed to make, and I was going to use it to make a movie. Like a 45-minute movie, and it was a kind of a retelling of my childhood in the style of a 1980s fantasy film, and I kind of liked the idea of trying to do that, trying to dramatize your childhood like that, how sad it is to try to do that, how funny it is to try to do that, and I made a film called Down, Down the Deep River. It's been screening down in Austin this week, and we're actually doing a pre-order for it. If you want to go pre-order it for $5, maybe a little bit more if you want a special feature, it's at www.downdowntheDeepRiver.com. In any case, while I was listening to that, while I was making that record, I was listening to a lot of different music from the time, because periodically our song Down in the Deep River comes up in different versions, different approaches that seem appropriate to the time. And Prefab Sprout and their album Steve McQueen was something I kept coming back to again and again and again. I think it's from 1985, great British pop record, also like Squeeze, very, very smart. And they have this beautiful Thomas Dolby-produced synth-kissed kind of breakup song called When Love Breaks Down, which is one of their biggest hits. And it was something that I just couldn't get enough of while I was making the Down, Down the Deep River film. So I'd like to play that one for you next.
Sales. When love breaks down, the things you
So listen, I'm Will Sheff from Ockerville River, and I hope you've had a good time growing old with me over the course of, I mean, getting, I guess, 45 minutes older or something like that, as I grow old with you through musical selections. We started with music I was listening to when I was a baby. We went through high school, we went through elementary school, we went through college, we went through the formation of Ockerville River through our album Black Sheep Boy, through the film Down, Down the Deep River. And it's taken me right up to right now, what am I into right this very second, which was a question that the KUTX folks asked me. So I'm going to go out on that just to let you know. You can find the full episode, our playlist at KUTX.org. You just look for my KUTX. And yeah, so go on the website, figure it out. That's the text that I'm reading off the paper. And now I'm going to play you something that just really slays me a lot these days. This is from 1976, a beautiful, beautiful record by Joan Armatrading. The whole record is her self-titled record, and it's this beautiful mix of folk and soul and jazz and very, very 1976 and very much its own thing. And she's just a great writer, guitarist, and singer. And it's just a glorious record. And I think this is probably my favorite song on it. So 1976, Joan Armatrading, Save Me. I'm Will Sheff from Ockerville River. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks to the KUTX people.
Sinking, caught up in a whirl in motion. Such a strange sensation. The current's uncertain, like sails of a mill I spin. Like wheels I move in a circle while you stand on the bank. Immune or evasive, throw me a lifeline, save me. Intimacy and affection frozen. In this game of chance I forfeit. Full hand of love with no counters, like a moth with no flame to persuade me. Like blood in the rain running thin. While you stand on the inside looking in, save me inside. This game of chance I forfeit. A full hand of love with no counter, like a moth with no flame to persuade me. Like blood in the rain running thin. While you stand on the inside looking in, say, throw me a lifeline, save me. Stand on the bank. Immune or evasive, throw me a lifeline, save me.
me